This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the state-of-the-art Lasit Barphukan Police Academy and laid foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy in presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbanand Sonowal at Dergaon in Golaghat district today. He arrived at Golaghat last evening in Assam. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw will inaugurate a new campus of Z-Work Electronics at Sri Perumbudur and also review some development projects at IIT Madras today. The minister arrived in Chennai this morning and proceeded to Sri Perumbudur for the inauguration. He will also visit Thayur, where the Hyperloop train project is being tested. Later in the evening, he will visit IIT Madras campus at Adyar and visit the Center for Innovation. He will also meet at the Reduced Instruction Set Computer Center, which aligns with the vision of Digital India and is a key pillar of India's semiconductor mission at IIT. All competitive examinations conducted through the Maharashtra Public Service Commission, MPSC, will be held in Marathi also. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis made the announcement in the State Legislative Council while responding to a question raised by Shiv Sena UBT legislator Milind Narvekar. The Chief Minister said that MPSC exams are already being held in both Marathi and English. However, the courts had earlier ruled that certain exams, particularly those related to agricultural engineering, must be conducted only in English. This decision was based on the unavailability of textbooks in Marathi for these subjects. However, after discussing the matter, the Maharashtra government pointed out that new textbooks will be made available in Marathi as per the new education policy. Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi today said that the government is committed to ensuring that consumers are well informed and protected against misleading claims. The minister made these remarks while addressing a webinar via video conferencing on the occasion of World Consumer Rights Day. Mr. Joshi emphasized that the government has modernized the grievance redressal mechanism by focusing on consumer empowerment. He highlighted that the Consumer Protection E-Commerce Rules 2020 helped in protecting consumers from unfair trade practices in the e-commerce sector. Mr. Joshi underlined that the National Consumer Helpline has truly become a cornerstone for consumer empowerment in India, serving as a single point access for grievance redressal. The minister mentioned that the government is actively working to make sustainable products more affordable and accessible.
This year, the webinar is just a transition to sustainable lifestyle. This theme reflects the need to make the sustainable and healthy lifestyle choices available, accessible and affordable for all consumers, while ensuring that these transactions uphold the people's basic rights and needs.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of March. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 28th of this month. U.S. President Donald Trump has lauded U.S. discussions with Russian President Vladimir Putin regarding a U.S. proposed ceasefire in Ukraine as good and productive. This comes after Putin and U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff met in Moscow on Thursday evening, after which the Kremlin said it shared the cautious optimism of the U.S. over a peace process. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, however, accused Putin of trying to drag out talks to continue the war. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will lock horns with Mumbai Indians in the title clash at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. For the third time, Delhi Capitals will try their luck in the finals of WPL as they will be up against the home side Mumbai Indians on a batting-friendly pitch. And that is the end of this news bulletin.